A former parishioner shared with me a very funny meme. It had Jesus looking straight at us, and it states, and I quote, "When you told them to be the salt of the earth, but they chose to be salty to everyone on earth instead." So true, my brothers and sisters. Huh? We're called to be the salt of the earth. Huh? To give it meaning, purpose, depth, flavor, and to reserve it from corruption. Those are some of the qualities of salt. Huh? But yet, so many of us have chosen to become salty instead. And salty in our words, our action, our interaction with one another, our way of life, our thoughts, and how we treat one another. There are so many salty and crusty people, my brothers and sisters, that we have allowed this world to rob our joy away from us, to rob our purpose, our meaning, our calling away from us. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate Ascension Sunday, not just some doctrinal definition, but a reality. The Lord, Jesus, the beloved Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, our Savior, the Redeemer, ascended into heaven and entered into the eternal Kairos, the eternal time of God, so that He prepared a place for us, so that when we are finished with this earthly journey, we shall be with Him for eternity. The ascension that we celebrate today reminds us that where the Lord is in His eternal time, we shall be when we finish our earthly journey. But that has to begin now by how we fix our eyes on the things that are eternal, that are unchanging, that are transcendental, that is everlasting, that comes from God. So are we salty? Are we crusty? Are we negative? Are we selfish? Are we egocentric? Are we ourselves? Are we like everybody else? Or are we trying to be like the Lord by lifting our hearts up to Him? I'm so grateful for this whole week where my brother priest and I were able to step away from our Air Force ministry and to enter into our annual retreat. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity that I got to see my brother priests who serve all around the world, who are serving our military members and their family. And we get to see each other, share time with each other, and spend time in fraternity with each other, but most important of all, to celebrate Mass and to pray with one another. Those were the moments that I'm so grateful for, because to be honest with you, sometimes ministry is tiring. It can get the best out of me, and it's busy. So to have time to step away from the busyness of life, to spend time with one another, to pray with each other, to offer the holy sacrifice of Mass with one another, and as well, to top it all off, at our last day, we spend a holy hour together, and local priests were brought in so that we could have the sacrament of reconciliation too, to reconcile with the Lord. The Lord, with the one who called us there, it's with the Lord that healed us, it's with the Lord who gave us rest, and it's with the Lord that helped us to fix our eyes on Him, even in the midst of many busyness. I share that with you, because that is not just something for priests. Each and every one of us should have that ability, to step away from the chaos, the negativity, the mundaneness, the vanity, the sensational, the reactive, and the nothingness and hopelessness of this world. Step away from all of that to enter into prayer so that our hearts are lifted up to God. Just the same thing when we enter into worship to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, so that our hearts are united to Him. As a matter of fact, when we go to Mass, before we enter into the second part of the Mass, the liturgy of the Eucharist, the Church invites each and every one of us, through the priest, lift up your hearts. And we all answer, we lift them up to the Lord. That not just at Mass. That happens, yes, first and foremost at the when we worship, but also in prayer. We lift up our hearts to the Lord every time we pray. Every time we pray, we step out of the chaos of this world, the saltiness of this world, and to enter into His peace, to enter into His eternal presence, to enter into that time of nothingness with Him, where we can shed away all of our desire to be in control in order to receive and to quote-unquote waste time with Him. When we lift up our hearts to the Lord, He's able to purify, sanctify, and transform us with the truth of the gospel, with His presence. And He also fixates our hearts to the things that are eternal, the Kairos, the God, everlasting presence, instead of the ever-changing reality of this world. We need to lift up our hearts, my brothers and sisters, not only when we go to Mass, but at each and every time we pray. Without prayer, what can we offer to this world? Without prayer, how can we practice kindness? How can we speak the truth? How can we treat people with dignity and respect? How can we practice patience? And how can we instill the virtues of faith, hope, and charity in our words and our action, our interaction with one another? Without prayer, without worship, what can we offer to this world, my brothers and sisters, except our own egocentric humanity? Let us purify our mind, our heart, our life, my brothers and sisters, by lifting up our heart, dying to ourselves, so that the Lord is in us, with us, and we abide in Him. And I'll end my homily today by quoting to you one of the most favorite parts of the third Eucharistic prayer that I like to meditate upon. Unfortunately, you and I only get to hear it when there's a funeral mass being said. But for me, it is a great reminder of what the Church is trying to teach me in the midst of grief, in the midst of many things that go wrong, of where my heart need to be. So I quote to you. It said, to our departed brothers and sisters too, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestowed on the world all that is good. When we die, when our earthly journey is finished, we will see our departed brothers and sisters and everyone we love face to face. But most important of all, we will see the Lord, where we will pass from this life to the eternal life with God. There we shall enjoy forever the fullness of His glory, the fullness of our freedom. And He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, every pains, every suffering, every hardship, every betrayals, every rejection, everything that we've gone through from our earthly life that have caused us tears, pain, suffering, He will wipe all of them away. For seeing Him, our God, as He is, we shall be like Him for all the ages. not just for 100 years, not just for 1,000 years, but for all the ages. Praise him without end. My brothers and sisters, that's eternity. That's what happened when we die and live forever in God. But in order for us to prepare for eternity, it needs to begin now. And that's why we celebrate the ascension of the Lord. First, to confirm his divinity at the second person of the Trinity, at our Savior and our Redeemer, but also to remind us that where he is now, in the eternal kairos of God, we shall be when we finish our earthly journey. He hath gone before us to prepare a room for us. We shall be with him for eternity. But the preparation for eternity had to begin now. There will be days when we will cry. We'll be in so much pain and we will be hurting. But come to the good Lord and allow him to wipe away every tear from our eyes by lifting up our heart to him. Said, Lord, this sucks. This hurts. But I love you. I trust in you. I give my all to you. My brothers and sisters, live in hope. Be people of hope. And let our hope be and live in words and action, so that our faith is shared with others. And then with our charity, our love, we can heal the world that is so lost, that is so hopeless, that's so negative, that it's only looking for another reason to be divisive, to attack one another, or to point the fingers at each other. Be that love that we believe in. Be that love by lifting our hearts up to him in prayer and in worship, so that we can share this love with other people. That's my message for you as we celebrate the ascension. And I pray that my brothers and sisters, when our earthly journey is finished, when we are able to see God as he is, we shall be like him for all the ages and praise him without end. Until that happens, keep the faith. Be faithful and let that faith be a living in you and I.